Turn your Bible this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You know, all of us are ignorant about something. Only God knows everything. But there are some things we shouldn't be ignorant of. There are some things we need to know about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning at verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant," Paul writes, "how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. All were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. That's 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted him and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for an example, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." May God bless the reading of his word. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the word of God, because from the word of God we learn how you dealt with people in the past. And you've recorded it for us to learn from it, that we would not be caught in the same situation of disobeying God. Help us to realize that the Word of God is the Word of God, and it's true. The Word of God applies to all of us. There's no exceptions. Help us to be mindful of the fact we need to be familiar with the Word of God, live by the Word of God, and we'll be blessed by the God of the Word. Help me as I stand before your people today. Bless where people are gathered together to worship the true God in the name of Jesus Christ. May many be added to the church of Jesus Christ for the glory of God and the good of our fellow man, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do not be ignorant, brothers and sisters, Paul said. Ignorance can be costly. Brother Johnny, you used to be a policeman. How many people did you ever stop and they said, "I didn't know that"? Ignorance of the law is no excuse, am I right? Ignorance can be costly. If one cannot read, look how it hampers them. You ever known someone that can't read? How dependent they are on someone else to tell them what this says or that says, or it's pitiful, isn't it? Someone can't read. You know, actually, our generation of people is the generation that really became able to read and write more fully, because the generation before us, a lot of them, they didn't finish school. Some couldn't read. Some couldn't write. But our generation basically was able to read and write in our country. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing. I love to read myself. Now, when I was in school, I liked to read fiction, you know. I didn't like to read serious stuff. But now that I've gotten older, learned a few things, I like to read. I read stuff that's serious. I like to read the Bible. I read a few chapters this week, taking Mr. Chavis's word about Samuel. I read more than 10 chapters, brother. I read a bunch of chapters of Samuel. I wish I could just remember, you know, and file it away like a computer. I wish that. Some guys can, is pretty good at that, but not me. But you go back and read it over again, a lot of it comes back to your mind, knowing what the Word of God says. Knowing how people lived in the Old Testament, how people lived in the New Testament, how God dealt with people. So, it's important not to be ignorant. It can be costly. If you were in France and could not speak French, boy, you'd be in a mess. If you didn't have somebody to help you out, you'd be in a mess. Or Germany, or Russia, or China, or any place. Why? Because you'd be ignorant of their language. So, we need to know a language that we could communicate with people around us, like English. Now, all of us are ignorant about some things, of course. Only God's not ignorant of anything. But I cannot fly a jet. When I was a little boy, like that little boy back there, I used to want to fly jets. But I never flew a jet. I can't play a piano. But there are things I nor wrong and that harmful for me. There's some things I know you just don't need to be involved with. I've never drank any beer or liquor or took any illegal drugs. I always knew that was wrong. That's bad for your health. And I've seen how people acted when they took it, you know. Putting something into your body that's harmful is not good or wise. And I saw growing up that alcohol, what it did to people. We always had one drunk in the community growing up. In the 60s, I heard of what drugs were doing to people. I was never tempted to take them. A few years back, I used to drive a van for mental health back in the 80s, 90s. And I'd take these young guys, especially, sometimes it was women, but most of the time it was guys, taking the mental health. Why? Their minds was burnt up on drugs. Young, strapping guys, their minds ruined with drugs. Now they had to take drugs to act halfway sane. Yeah. As Israel journeyed in the wilderness, the Shekinah glory of God overshadowed them. We just read while ago in the Word of God. I wish we could get this in our mind this morning. Here's about 2 or more million people out in the wilderness. Moses is their leader, physical leader. But God's Shekinah glory in a cloud was overshadowing them. It was to remind them of God's presence with them. A physical, visible reminder. They could see God's with them. We don't have that today, folks. But you know what we do have today? We got this book. It's visible. And it tells you more than that cloud did, in a way. Because this is the whole counsel of God. But think about Israel now. Over 2 million Jews out there in the wilderness. For 40 years, out in a desert like, going toward the promised land, but they got stalled because of their sin. They got stalled. They could have been in the promised land in 30 days, but it took 40 years. Because their disobedience cost them that much time. Think about this, folks. Disobedience costs you time. It's costly. This cloud was in the form of a pillar. And you know what that cloud did? The Shekinah glory? It told them when they were to move. When that cloud stopped up there, Israel stopped. And it just stayed right there all the time. It never disappeared. It just stayed there visibly all the time. But when that cloud started to move, then that was time for Moses to move those people on. And they journeyed about, wandered about in that wilderness, killing time because they wouldn't listen to God. Oh, I look back now and I can see how I lost a lot of time. Can you look back and see how you lost some time? Had to wander in a place you didn't have to wander if you'd have listened to the Lord? I could turn around and kick myself. What about you? You ever feel like that? Because I was ignorant. Was I ignorant or just stubborn? Both. Yeah, it was a pillar to direct their journeys, to let them know where to go. Kind of like those GPS systems today, right? God had one before these modern ones. Amen. It was a pillar of fire also at night. At night it would light up the camp to give them fire. Think about a light like that. Hey, there weren't no light bill come with it either. A pillar of fire at night to lighten up the camp so they could see out in the wilderness. Don't you know that was a sight to see? God was looking after them. Guiding them. Giving them light so they could see. It was also a covering in the daytime to protect them from the hot sun out in the desert. Think about that. You know how hot it is out here in July today? Boy, it's miserable. Thank God. I was born in a generation that GE came along. Amen. And Kara air conditioners. I think Kara was the first with air conditioner. Air condition. I remember when I was growing up on that little tenant farm of daddy's, it'd be so hot at night, and when we were little, that tenant house, I'd get off the bed and get under the bed because the rails were steel. And it was cool, and it would give you a little bit of coolness laying on the floor, on the rug, and the steel, all of that. I ain't lying. I'm telling y'all the truth. It was hot. Great day. What we've done to survive. Yeah. But during the 40-year wilderness, God had that cloud up there, and it would help regulate the humidity and keep off that hot sun off of those people. God was looking after those stubborn people wandering out there in the desert, folks. God's still doing the same thing for us today. Even when we're not paying attention, God's looking after us. Amen? Amen. He's still the same God. Amen? And let me tell you something else about that cloud up there. It was not only guiding them. It was not only giving them light. It was not only providing shade for them. It was also keeping their enemies from getting them. Amen? You know what? God takes care of all the bases. Amen? God don't leave nothing undone. What a God we serve, folks. Well, think about when we get to heaven and we're forever with the Lord, a God like this. Yeah, there won't be no enemies there. It's not going to be hot there either, is it, brother? It's not even going to be warm there. Except our hearts will be warm for the Lord, loving the Lord, that love such a creature as we are. Amen? Yes, Israel was in the wilderness 40 years. And ladies, I hate to break this on you, but they wore the same clothes 40 years. Ladies, they didn't keep changing clothes. They wore the same clothes 40 years, the Bible says. And the same shoes, lady. They didn't have no high heels. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know what? They didn't have to go shopping. Amen. They didn't have to go shopping. While God was taking care of his people and providing for them, they were busy not being faithful. God was doing all this for them, and they weren't even being faithful to God. Are we like this today? Oh, look at the church folks today. I'm just talking about the church folks. I'm not even talking about the people not identified with the church. I'm talking about the church folks that's not in church today for some reason. Some of them have real reasons. A lot of them don't have a real reason. And yet God's taking care. God's providing. But they don't know this, but it's happening. They're being detoured and don't know it. They're having to spend time in places they shouldn't have had to spend time. They could have been making progress. Yeah. These people, these Jews, were not faithful to God, and God's presence right there over them, and they weren't even faithful to God. If them kind of people won't be faithful to God, God's presence there, how's it going to be today? We got this book here. It tells us all about more than what that cloud does. And yet people don't believe it. Oh, God will understand. I'll make it somehow. God loves me. As we read the apostles' letter to the church at Corinth, we should all learn from God's dealing with the Jews. That's why he wrote this in 1 Corinthians. This, what happened in the Old Testament with those Jews, Paul said, is an example for us today to learn by, so we won't get caught in the same trap. We're supposed to be faithful to God. I preached on we're to live by faith last Sunday, if I remember right. We're supposed to live by faith. Live by faith means obeying God, trusting God, doing the will of God. That's what Paul's writing about here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. That what happened to those Jews, how they treated God, is an example. Don't you fall into that same trap. Don't you get caught like that, disobeying God. You have God's word here. And you have the example of what happened to those people. Look what all happened to those people. Look at them that were slaughtered out in the desert. For being unfaithful. They were God's people. They were unfaithful. They were being slaughtered. Because, yes, to disobey God can bring some severe consequences. I believe that's what's happening today in our country. People are being slaughtered right and left because they won't listen to God. I believe that. Young people. God is the same God now that was in the Old Testament. The Bible says He changes not. He don't change. He's the same God. And 10 trillion years from now, He'll be the same way. The Bible tells us the things that happened to the people in the Old Testament were written in the New Testament to warn us of the dangers that could happen to us. So if we're wise, we'll adhere to the warnings that have been given. We're to be faithful to living for the Lord. Our lives belong to the Lord. Remember this, I was laid in bed last night and I was thinking ahead what I'm going to preach on next. And I was asking the Lord what I'll preach on next. You know, I don't know what I'll preach on next Sunday, but this thought went through my mind. I don't know where this thought come from, but I had it anyway. You know, God has bought me. I've been bought. And think about the price that was paid for me. I may not preach on this, but I'm just telling you what I thought. Did you know you've been bought? Yes, sir. You'll go downtown, maybe this past week, maybe this coming week, and you'll buy something. My wife went to Belk's yesterday. She come out with a big bag of something. You know, she bought it. She had to pay for it. You know what? God had to buy you. He made you, but then He had to buy you. Isn't that something? Oh, listen, folks. God wants us to be faithful to Him. By listening to the warnings, it will save us a lot of trouble and heartaches and problems. The Bible says in verse 7 of this chapter, chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians, neither be ye idlers, as some of them were, as it is written. Idlers. They you remember they made that golden calf? And they sat down to eat and drink and rose up and played, frolicked, naked. God killed a whole crowd of them. God killed a whole crowd of them. Verse 8 says, neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day as 3 and 20,000. 23,000 died for fornication. Sex without marriage. Boy, that's the thing today, ain't it? Don't get married today. But we're not restricted. Verse 9 says, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Oh, the serpents was biting them, and they were dying right and left because they had murmured against Moses and God, complaining. You know how serious complaining is, folks? Preacher, you know how serious complaining is? God let snakes bite them. Killed a pile of those Jews out there in the desert. Hey, they were God's people. He let snakes kill them. Finally, Moses put up a brass serpent. God, in His mercy, said, if you just look at that old brass serpent up there, you won't die. You know, that's an illustration in the New Testament. that Jesus told about the brass serpent. You know, Jesus was lifted up too. He says, if you'll look on me, you won't die. Amen. Die eternally. Just look on Jesus. Why does anybody want to die? Why don't everybody want to live forever? Think about it. Why don't everybody? Jesus said, if you just look on me, just believe in me. Jesus made it so simple to get saved. It can't be any simpler. He's already paid the debt. And he said, just look on me. Look believing. It don't get no simpler, brother. And yet we got people that not only they won't look, they just hate him. They hate this book. They hate you that believe it. They hate us. And they're getting more vocal with it in this country. We've seen it in other countries. It's getting like that in this country. Yeah. Neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer, complaining and murmuring against God. And the Bible says all these things happen for an example to keep us from the same thing happening to us, because he's the same God. If we're wise, we'll listen to the advice of the Holy Spirit and we'll be blessed of the Lord. We cannot go against the teaching of the Scriptures and come out ahead. We've got to live by this book. One of the values of being raised in a Bible church is hearing the warnings and the advice God has given us to protect us so we'll have a blessed life. Thank God there is churches preaching the Bible. There are preachers preaching the Bible. I was on the internet this week and I asked this question. I said, how many different denominations are there? You know how many different denominations there are in America? 33,000. Different denominations. 33 different thousands. You know what? Most of those are not real. Boy, you can get any kind of conglomeration of Bible teaching that you won't. You'll find it somewhere. Just the kind you like. But there ain't but one Bible. There ain't but one truth. And 33,000 different denominations out of it. I tell you what, when God called me to preach, this is the honest truth. I didn't know where the Baptist was right or not. I didn't know who was right or not. That's the reason I studied so hard, searching the Scriptures. I got some Methodist books. I got some holiness books. I got some a Presbyterian commentary. You know, I went through trying to find out what's true. You know what? This is true. This is what's true. The Bible means what it says. It says what it means. I'm a Baptist. It don't save me, but it's the closest thing I can find to preaching this book. Yeah. You remember Adam was forbidden fruit, ate forbidden fruit, and he died, brought death. You remember in the Old Testament, Achan saw a garment and some shekels of silver and a wedge of gold, and he coveted it and took it, hid it in his tent. You know what happened to Achan? He was put to death and his whole family. Remember those who worshiped the golden calf, and 3,000 of them were slain? 3,000. Remember Ananias and Sapphira in the New Testament? They lied, and God struck them dead right there in the temple before Peter. Remember Judas Iscariot, one of the apostles, betrayed the Lord? He went out and hung himself. Remember this. Over 2 million Jews trampling in that wilderness, and only two of them got to go to the promised land. Over 2 million Jews, and only two of them got to go to the promised land because the rest had so disobeyed God, he wouldn't let them go. God, think about that. God let them all die in the wilderness because they wouldn't obey him. Only Caleb and Joshua got to go to the promised land. Boy, that says something, don't it? Are y'all listening? We live in a day and a time when many people do not think fire will burn. They will not heed warnings that are given over and over because they don't believe it'll happen to them. It ain't going to happen to me. I was sitting in the front room yesterday, and I heard this roar. Here come a motorcycle by the house with two people on it. And right behind them come two more on the same motorcycle. It wasn't just a second. Here come two more with two sitting on them. I think it was five or six different motorcycles went by the house in a stream there. I bet you they didn't head to church today if I was a betting man. So often, too late, people find out fire does burn. Fire does burn. You can't get by ignoring God. It'll catch up with you. Illicit drugs such as heroin, marijuana, meth, and others are killing our young people right and left today. An addiction to illicit drugs changes the way a person's brain works, and consequently the way they think and act. We hear about it all the time. They've got to have them. They got to have them. An alcoholic's the same way. The best thing to do, you will never be a drug addict if you don't take them. You guaranteed you won't be. You'll never be an alcoholic if you won't drink. I guarantee you. A research paper I did in college showed that alcohol destroys brain cells that can never be replaced. When you drink alcohol, it's killing brain cells that's never replaced. Think about that. I don't have none to spare. Ignorance. According to the Word of God, there's a sin of ignorance. Did you know that? There's a sin of ignorance. We sin and don't know it. Did you know that? Leviticus 5:15, if a soul commits a trespass and sins through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass and unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flock, with an estimation of by silver, and after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. Back in under the Mosaic law, they had to bring an offering to the Lord for sins of ignorance committed. They'd sin, didn't know it. We do too, folks. Acts 17:30, in this time of ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Ignorance is no excuse with God. Can you just see and hear someone stand before God and say, "Well, I didn't know. I didn't know." You know, people will do that, most likely. Think of the people after the rapture who will say, "Well, I never heard of the tribulation." Now they're in it. But you know what? It's right here in this book, if they'd read this book. Amen? This book. There's no book ever outsold this book. This book has sold so many millions and maybe even billions of copies. One of the reasons we have the Bible so that we'll know the mind and the will of God. Hey, don't fail to read this book. Read this book. Don't be ignorant. God does not want us to be ignorant. I think about the people. Think about the people that's never had a Bible. Even today in the world, there's millions of people never had a Bible. Millions want a Bible, but they can't get one. God made us intelligent, responsible, and accountable beings. We're accountable to God. We got to stand before God one day to be examined. That ain't going to be no fun time, folks. Amen? That ain't going to be no fun time. That's going to be a very solemn time. I thank God we got a Savior if we're saved. Well, we're going to be evaluated how I lived in this world, what I done in this world. After I was saved. Remember, Israel didn't have the scriptures as we do today. When they were in the wilderness journeying, that's when Paul was writing the scriptures, first five books. That's what scholars think. Think about that. Up to the day of Moses, there was no written scriptures. It was hearsay. A prophet would come along, a seer with a word from God. But Moses, it appears, wrote the first five books of the Bible. And it's thought he wrote it during the times of the Exodus, during that 40-year span of time. I don't know. That's what I'm told as I've studied. In fact, we understand it was during the wilderness journey Moses wrote these first five books. So we think about how people didn't know God's plan, and how little they knew about God. But today we know about God. We have a revelation of God. And we have a fuller revelation through Jesus Christ that came from God to live among men. And he walked this earth. God himself walked this earth as a man. How awesome that was for 30 years, 33 years. Everything we know about Adam and Eve, Moses first wrote about it. The preaching of Noah was recorded by Moses hundreds of years after Noah lived and after the worldwide flood. So think of the millions of people who's lived before there was a written word of God. Millions of people. And it was given to the Jewish people to take the word of God to the nations of the world, and they failed to do that. And Jesus has told the church, we're to take the word of God, the gospel, to every person. To every person. That's why there's missionary programs. Evangelists. Missionaries. Trying to get out the word of God throughout the world to people who need to hear, thus saith the Lord, so they'll not be ignorant about God and God's plan. Today we have the word of God, and we have no excuses as to how to know him and serve him. Let's talk about the sin factor just a few minutes. The sin factor. Sin is destroying people today. Do you believe that? Sin is destroying people right and left today. So many different ways, you can't count them. And people don't even know they're being destroyed by sin. They're ignorant of that, of the fact that their sin is destroying them. People do not want to know what God says. I guess some assume, well, if I don't know, I won't be held accountable. That's a lie. You will be held accountable because God's given his word, revelation. God, as we talked about a little bit in Sunday school lesson this morning, hey, God's word is going out, and it will not return to God void. If you want to hear and believe it, fine. If you don't want to hear it, fine. If you don't want to hear it, it condemns you. If you want to believe it, it'll set you free from sin. People do not have time for God today. I got too much to do. I got my plans. I won't have time for God. Maybe when I get old and retire, I have time for God. What if you don't get old? Oh me. Most people today are making a choice, and it's the same choice people have always made, which is to follow their lust and live as they please. Did you know today in hell there's no protest? Huh? There's nobody protested in hell. That rich man that died and went to hell Jesus talked about, he wasn't protested. He knew he was doomed. He knew he hadn't served God. There's no protest in hell. There's no getting a crowd together, rebelling to get out. No, they're not doing that there. They're doomed. They know they're doomed. That's a bad situation. To be in a situation like that and know it, your doom is sealed. Today, this past week, two people, as I understand it, was put to death by the federal government, executed. Been some time since that happened, but I think two was executed this week for crimes they had committed. Think about those guys. Here they get caught for their crime. They're put in prison. I don't know how much time they spent in prison before they executed them, but all that time, they've heard the judgment. They're going to be executed at a certain day. And maybe years went by, but they feared that day was coming, and it finally came this week. They were executed. Did they die without the Lord? I don't know. But their doom was sealed. They were to be executed. They were executed. When you're executed, your doom is sealed forever if you die without the Lord. The Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is very grievous, Genesis 18:20. But then in 19:24-25, it said about Sodom and Gomorrah, then the Lord God rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Because of Sodom and Gomorrah's sin, sodomy, God rained fire and brimstone upon Sodom and Gomorrah. He overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. God just obliterated Sodom and Gomorrah and five cities. God hates sin, folks. God hates sin, any sin. That's why only in Jesus Christ is there a refuge. Only in Jesus Christ is there safety. Because Jesus Christ has paid for our sin. Our sin is no longer against us. It's been taken away. It's been washed away by the blood of Christ. The Bible says there's no condemnation in those in Jesus Christ. Amen? Can you give the Lord a praise today? There's no condemnation. Because our sin debt's not charged to us anymore. Jesus paid for it. And now God's satisfied. God's satisfied. And he'll never require sin to be paid for again. But the unbeliever, his sin still condemns him. Because he's not accepted that sacrifice that paid for his sin. God's letting man make his choice. You want to accept my son as your Savior? Or you want to go your own way? Psalms 51:2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, David cried, and cleanse me from my sin. We need to ask for forgiveness for sin every day, even as Christian, because we can sin ignorantly. Amen? Psalm 51:3. For I acknowledge my transgressions, David said, and my sin is ever before me. We need to daily acknowledge we're sinful. Psalm 51:3-5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We came into the world as a sinner. We come into the world already condemned. We were a sinner. But God give us the gospel. We would believe the gospel. We would have forgiveness of our sin. And now, I've said it before. I'll say it again. You and I that's been saved are no longer viewed as sinners by God. We're viewed as his children. We've been made alive unto Christ. We're now saints of the Lord. Saints. Children of God. We're not sinners as God deals with us. He deals with us as his children. The unsaved man he deals with as sinners. They're condemned. Y'all listening to me? I'm telling you the truth. I know it's the truth. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light, he is the light, as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Praise God. Sin is why Jesus died upon the cross, church. Jesus died on the cross because of my sin, our sin, not his sin. He had no sin. He became the sin bearer. He took our sin. He volunteered for it. Good gracious alive, folks. He volunteered for my sin. Amen. For your sin. For the sin of the whole world. He was judged. What a Savior. What a Savior. Amen. David volunteered to suffer the wrath of God. The wrath of God. K. cannot be described, my listeners and my friends today. Why do people ignore their sin? Why do people ignore their sin? People will say, well, I'm not so bad. I'm pretty good. I do this for my neighbor. I never bothered anybody. Good. But you have offended God. What about that? You've offended God with your sin. All of us. All of us. We need a Savior. We need a Savior. No more, only one Savior. Amen. People will face their sin problem now or later, because it's the day appointed. To face our sin problem later will be the greatest tragedy ever. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to get serious about life. To know who you are, what you need. Jesus Christ can supply it. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. What's happening in our country today is because of sin that's not been repented of. That's what's wrong with our country today. We've legalized sin everywhere. Our leaders are sinners who hate God's way. Our leaders, many of them. I want to puke when some of them say they're Christians and they vote to kill babies. I want to puke! What kind of Christian is that? God said you better not shed no innocent blood. And yet they say they're Christians. As a nation, we've renounced God's word. We've renounced God. As a nation, we've renounced God's son. You seen them protesters? Did they finally tear down the statue of Jesus, so said? Which I don't believe in statues of Jesus, because the Bible says in the commandments, you're not supposed to have pictures or statues of God. But they were trying to tear down the statue of Jesus. I don't know whether they succeeded or not. They hate him. The idea of God, the idea of Jesus, they hate him. Even many churches today are churches in name only, not in doctrine and the purity of the scriptures. That's why the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, listen to this carefully, church, the Holy Spirit himself is the one that adds to the church of Jesus Christ. People can join churches, but that don't mean they're Christians. That don't mean they're saved. But when one is really saved, the Holy Spirit adds them to the body of Christ, his church, which is the true church. And that's the church that's going to be raptured one morning. Amen. I'd like for it to happen while I'm standing right here. So, amen. Wouldn't that be something? I'd grab my Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would say that most people in our country know what a church is, wouldn't y'all? Don't y'all think most people know what a church is? They know what a Bible is. But how many go to church? And how many read the Bible? Ignorance will not be an excuse on Judgment Day. So, church, let's be informed. Let's know the Word of God. Let's hear the Word of God. Let's live by the Word of God. It is the Word of God. And I believe it. It'll change your life. Let it change your life. We're supposed to live with thus saith the Lord. We won't ever regret it. Because when we stand at the judgment, we're going to be all saying, I wish I'd have done this, or I wish I'd have done that. Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the holy word of God. Thank you for this time we've had to worship our God, to praise our God. Thank you, oh God, that you would save sinners. You'd send us a Savior. Lord, that you'd let him become our sin and judge him, that we might escape the judgment of God and be saved by the grace of God. What a blessing. What grace, mercy, and love. Thank you, God, Father. Thank you, Lord. We praise you today. We thank you today. We love you today. We need you today. Give us wisdom, Lord, how to serve you in these days, Lord. Make a way where there is no way, because you are the way. Because in thee we placed our hope, our trust, in the almighty name of Jesus, our resurrected Lord and Savior. Bless this congregation of people for your name's sake. And for the good of our communities, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This time we invite you to the altar. Come pray for our country. Come pray for one another. Come pray for those in our salvation box. Bow before.